Although Obama has given various versions of the story, he met Rezko in Chicago, either while he was finishing law school at Harvard or when he had just graduated. Rezko wanted Obama to return to Chicago after he finished at Harvard, so he could hire Obama in Resmar, the name of Rezko's community development firm. Community organizing and community development are two different activities. In Obama's case, community organizing involved his working in a Saul Alinsky-type organization with the goal of sharpening community dissatisfaction to organize community pressure for social changes, including redistribution of wealth. Community development, as Rezko practiced in Chicago, involved building affordable housing projects in low-income areas. Obama said he ultimately declined to go into development. But this was not to be Obama's last association with Rezko. Rezko was persistent, ultimately convincing Obama to drop working for political organizing causes so he could supplement the dwindling advance he had received at Harvard to write a book, with real income as a lawyer, working in the small Chicago law firm where the lead partner did much of Rezko's slumlord legal work. It wasn't until 1993, his book Unfinished, that Obama signed on with a small law firm known at the time as Davis, Minor, Barnhill, and Galland. The firm had a history in civil rights advocacy law, which most biographers again see as consistent with Obama's career record in public service activities. In deciding to work for a small civil rights advocacy firm, Obama again appeared to be passing up an opportunity for substantial financial gain. Or was he? Allison S. Davis, the lead partner in Davis, Minor, Barnhill, and Gallon, was a close business associate of Tony Rezko. Conveniently, the law firm represented Resmar. The record also shows Obama, after Davis left, took steps that helped Davis and Rezko in their business relationship. That was the heart of Hillary Clinton's charge against Obama in the South Carolina debate, that as an attorney, Obama had represented his campaign contributor, Rezko, in Rezko's questionable career as a slum landlord. Resmar was created in 1989. Over the next 9 years, Resmar got more than $100 million from the city, state, and federal government, plus bank loans, to rehabilitate 30 buildings in Chicago. 11 of the buildings were in the Illinois State Senate District Obama represented. Rezko's low-income housing projects were a disgrace. He had rehabbed apartments on the cheap and did not put aside enough money for repairs once the cheap heaters and low-quality appliances gave out. After a few years, Rezko's low-income housing buildings were typically plagued by vacant units, drug dealers, squatters, a lack of heat in the winter, and general disrepair. In every one of these low-income housing deals, lenders and investors lost money. But Rezko's company, Resmar, still got paid, typically first. Rezko and another partner, Daniel Mayrou, considered themselves not personally responsible for failed government or bank loans, and they still have not repaid the $50 million in federal tax credits they received to rehab the properties. Whatever happened, the money is gone.